Welcome back, everyone, for another edition of How About Them Chiefs.
Today, I have a special guest who is a Patriots fan, friend Nick. All right, Nick, are you there?
Hey, I'm here.
Okay. So, good. It's working.
So, we're in there.
Half the battle is just getting this connected. So, with my brother and I, when we were doing this last time, it kept cutting out. My brother was talking, I guess, and I wasn't even knowing he was talking to me. And so,
all his brilliant material was dropped.
This is so much. This is not amateur.
I think
now,
it's
right?
Whenever you press record, it always gets to your head.
Yeah, it just goes. And so, Nick, I'd like to say thanks for joining the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And first off, my first question, we'll just dive right into it. How did you become a Patriots fan?
I actually became a Patriot fan because my cousin growing up had football cards. I was more of a basketball player growing up, and he got me into football. And my aunt made him give me some of his football cards because I didn't have any. So she apparently didn't know how the trading card business worked. But so obviously he didn't want to give me his best. So he gave me 10 of his football cards that he didn't want anymore. And among them, the best one was a Drew Bledsoe card. And so he was the best of the 10. And so I started following him. And then, once Tom Brady got into the picture, it was a locked deal.
So that's how you started. Okay. So who would you say is your favorite player then? Is it Tom Brady?
Brady, yeah.
So, I mean, definitely Brady. I'll have to admit, when he first came out, from Michigan, I thought it was kind of funny when he was in college that he was splitting time at Michigan with Drew Henson, if anyone remembers who that is. I still can't believe that he was splitting time with him. But then when he finally got his shot, I'll have to admit, I was rooting for the Patriots a long time ago when they're playing the Rams because I didn't really want to see them win. I thought he was a great player, but I never thought he'd be what he is now.
Right.
So, I mean, he can't, argue. Everyone says, oh, he's a GOAT and all that stuff. But, I mean, he has the rings. He keeps winning. So, he can't – much as I hate it because I'm a Chief fan. But, I mean, he's got the wins.
Yeah,
so.
And I think that's, one of the main things that draws me to him is just his consistency over time. And, he proves that if you stick to the process and that process continues to work, you just keep it rolling.
I mean, definitely broke my heart last year in the AFC Championship.
Yeah, I would imagine that would be a sore subject.
So I'll go on to the next question that I have. How do you feel that, everyone outside New England, basically hates the Patriots? And, once you guys lose, every game, how does that make you feel?
It makes you uneasy when strangers ask you if you're a Patriot fan and out in the real world. You just know that you're going to have to defend yourself and, bring up all the evidence against whatever, argument they might come up with. But it's also, a very small group in Southern California. I have a buddy that I used to work with who we continued to be friends, and he's a diehard Patriot fan as well. And so we band together every Patriot game and watch them and, kind of bunker down. And whenever we want to mix it up, it's easy to go to a bar and find a lot of people who are not Patriot fans who are playing our team. So.
Yeah, exactly.
So while it's tense, it's still kind of fun that you're one of the few out here in Southern California.
Yeah, I mean, especially, like you said, from Southern California myself, and I'm a Chief fan, so it's like finding a unicorn if you find a Chief fan out here.
Yeah,
so,
there's like an instant bond. I was at a baby shower recently, and a stranger walked up to me that I wasn't familiar with and recognized the old school logo Patriot hat I was wearing and asked me, oh, you're a Patriot fan, huh? And then I was just automatically on the defense. But he ended up being from the Massachusetts area. And he was it was like your instant friends when you find another Patriot fan out here because they're just so few and far between.
Oh, yeah. It's funny you said because before the AFC Championship last year, I was going to the store to get a few things before the game, and I ran into another Chief fan because I was wearing my Chief gear. I had all my kids all dressed up in that, and he was, all excited about it, and he actually bought me beer. in the driving the line. He's like, I'm going to get you this beer. Not too many Chief fans here, so I thought it was kind of funny.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's always nice when you find someone else that's, you know, the same side. But, I mean, living here in Southern California, we mostly have, what, Raider fans.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, Raiders is like our arch rival, which was a great game for us last week. We blew them out.
You know, yeah, that was a pretty dominant performance.
I mean, I always want the Chiefs to win, but if they could only win two games of the year, it's always against the Raiders. Yeah. So.
You'd be happy with that.
So, I mean, I know it was kind of a sore subject for you guys last week, losing to the Texans. Yes. But, I mean, what happened that game?
You know, all season it's been rough watching the offense get going. I think that they, you know, they're having struggles without Gronk, obviously. We lost some key wide receivers as well. And while the defense is, you know, playing great, they can only do so much. You know, you got to put points on the board. So it's definitely been kind of a trial period with, you know, Brady again, kind of making mountains out of molehills of these receivers that he's kind of stuck with. But yeah, I think that, you know, the same with the Baltimore game, you watch these high powered offenses get off to quick starts, and it's just, you're kind of, you know, dug yourself in a hole and trying to come back. So yeah, I think it's just the offense getting going here.
Yeah. I know, especially like for the Chiefs, for example, our cancer has been our defense for the run defense.
Right.
I
mean, right.
It's been a continued problem where we keep having everyone just run all over us. And even last week, Josh Jacobs, he had over 100 yards in the first half.
Jeez, yeah.
But luckily, you know, our Chiefs had, you know, already scoring 21 points and was up big, so they had to abandon the run. But otherwise, it's going to be a concern for, I know, us Chief fans. But right. I know it's just, you know, you always find some weakness in your team, and I know that's always what Belichick is always going to do. And I know this week, it's going to be very interesting what he's going to have come out against this I know against the Chiefs offense, but also what they're going to do against our defense, because I'm pretty sure – he's going to try to run the ball heavily. That's like one thing I'm concerned about, is hopefully that we can stop the run.
Right.
But we'll see what happens. But I mean, I know some people were like, for example, were saying the Patriots, is it time to panic? I mean, are you guys concerned at all? Because, you know, you guys had like cakewalk, you know, division you have. And also now that the teams that actually have winning records, you guys are struggling with.
Right.
I mean, no. Is there any concern that you have as a Patriots
no,
fan?
No, if there's one thing I've learned, it's never to panic with Brady, you know, as quarterback. He just, I mean, always finds a way. And I mean, even more so than Brady, most years it's Belichick figuring out, you know, schemes that just work against teams that on paper seem, you know, way, way better than the Patriots. They find a way to, you know, neutralize the biggest threat and then come up with schemes for everybody else. So, no, I never panic, but it is kind of, and it is to what you said, as far as having an easy, you know, start of the season. I don't know how much that really helps us. It gets us a good record right away. But as far as like being, you know, seeing offenses that are as high powered as we've seen with Baltimore and the Texans, it's just something that we hadn't seen earlier in the year. So there's definitely a warm up period that we're getting here late in the season, but yeah, with Brady and Belichick, I always feel like they're going to be able to figure it out. And then in the playoffs is a whole other story. So,
yeah, I mean, you bring it on, like right now, I have like a stat here that I found that Belichick and Brady are 40-6 in December and January.
So right.
When you have that record, I'd feel pretty confident if you're a Patriots fan.
Yeah, yeah, they just always, you know, they seem to find a way. So. I mean, it's going to be tough. Yeah, I mean, Mahomes is another, you know, just outstanding quarterback. It seems like these young quarterbacks that people were afraid were going to fall into the RG3, you know, demise is not coming to fruition. So, yeah, I'm excited to see what they do against the third kind of running, passing quarterback they come up against here.
Yeah, and then that's one thing is – interesting, I saw too that I was looking up is that basically with Belichick, he's only had 7 times where teams have scored over 40 points against his defense. Uh-huh. And of those seven times, three of them are has been against the Chiefs with Andy Reid.
Yeah.
So that's one thing. Like, I'm looking to see in this game if the Chiefs can score a lot of points. If the Patriots, you know, you're saying you're struggling, if they can keep up.
Right.
And it also, too, if, you know, that's kind of one thing. I'm, like, hoping the Chiefs can score a lot of points, but we'll see what happens in this game.
Right.
Another thing I noticed, too, that was you touched up based about it was the Pats' defense. The first 8 weeks have been, you know, phenomenal, but they only face one top offense in the top 20 scoring the first 8 weeks. So, I mean, that's one reason why, you know, they are still right now, you know, number one defense points wise. You're number two in defensive yards per game. You know, pass defense, you're ranked second right now. And then rush defense, I think, yeah, fifth.
Right.
So, whereas the Chiefs' points defense, they're 16th, but they're almost dead last in rushing defense. So it's going to be one of those matchups that we're going to see what's going to happen.
Yeah, and I think, yeah, people – I mean, ESPN loves the sensational headline, so I wasn't getting too excited when they're calling it, you know, a historically good defense from the Patriots when you're playing, you know, Miami and the Jets. You know, I wasn't getting too excited. They are – not to take anything away from them, they are doing incredibly, but I think it is – I think it's a very good defense, and to judge them against those first eight games was a little overzealous, I thought.
So one question I had for you too is like, so you feel what is the weakness and the strength of the Patriots? I know we kind of probably touched a little bit of it, but
yeah,
in your opinion, who do you think?
I think the obviously the biggest weakness is our offense right now. I think, you know, Brady's limited on weapons to go to. Receiving wise, the line's holding up, you know, pretty well. And yeah, so I would say, yeah, I think our receiving core is just kind of decimated by people leaving and injuries with some of the rookies at the beginning of the year. But yeah, I think the strength is going to be our defense and then our coaching with Bill Belichick as far as finding a way.
So do you think they're going to go after Antonio Brown again? And I'm hearing those rumors. Do you think that's even true?
Yeah, it's funny. It's fun to think about him coming back. I think once you make fun of an owner, you've kind of burnt your bridges. They said that, you know, he'll be lucky to find any owner that would accept his antics right now. And if the Patriots were any other team, I would think, you know, with them in such a need of a wide receiver like Antonio Brown right now, I would think there was some hope, but the Patriots just really do not play when it comes to, you know, off the field antics. So no, I don't think there's a chance he's going to be back with the Patriots.
Cause they were saying, I know Deion Sanders just kept on tweeting out. I think it was, or questioning, saying, oh, don't be surprised. The Patriots are going to pick up a receiver, and hinting as Antonio Brown, but I don't know who else is he talking about. I'm trying to figure that out, but
I know. Yeah.
It's the only,
me and a buddy were talking about at work, whatever happened to Dez Bryant, and we weren't sure if he was.
You know, that I wouldn't be surprised. You know, you bring that up now.
Yeah, because he was. So, I mean, he was pretty incredible when he went out as far as when he got injured. I know he was injured pretty seriously on the Saints, but.
Yeah, I know, because Dez Bryant, he's more of a, I guess you'd say, you know, big target, which, and not really a blow the top off the defense type of receiver,
right?
But I know they have, you know, pretty much everyone they have is possession receivers right now,
right.
So,
and that's why I was, I was super bummed to see Josh Gordon leave. I'm not sure what,
Why do you think they got rid of Josh Gordon?
I don't know. I thought, obviously, I don't know the inner, you know, all the backgrounds, the stuff that's going on in the background, but he seemed, you know, to the public eye, he seemed to be kind of walking the straight and narrow as far as drug use, like doing what he needed to do. And then he's just an incredible, you know, sized wide receiver that we were in desperate need of. So no, I'm not sure what the thought process was on dropping him.
Yeah, I think the only thing I think of is like maybe they thought that he was going to get relapse or had some other issue off or didn't show up late to a meeting, and they're, you know, maybe it was the final straw that they had with him. I'm not sure either.
Like seeing signs that, yeah, maybe he was headed down the wrong path again. But, yeah, that would be my only guess because I mean, he was doing just to have that target out there to draw the defense was, you know, something that they needed with Gronk not being out there.
Yeah. That's another thing too that hurts you guys right now is not having Gronk.
Yeah, it's brutal.
I mean, that's one thing that was like the big answer. I'm going back to the back of the past here, but the AFC Championship right. game was that the Chiefs pretty much came back in that game, were handling everything, and then, you know, I think it was like four straight third and longs, yeah. and then you guys complete to every receiver, and then finally Gronk towards the end, and then you guys ran it in the end zone. But that's one thing I know you guys are missing, and I think you're going to get somebody. Maybe Dez Bryant, like you said. I don't know. It's just
yeah, cool. I think we definitely need something.
Yeah. So what do you think is the key for the Patriots against the Chiefs this week?
I think it's getting off to a good start offensively. We need to get going right away, put some points on the board, and then, you know, let the defense do what they've been doing. But I know, yeah, Mahomes and the Chiefs, they come out fast and furious, so – yeah, it's just going to be a matter of weathering their storm and also getting our offense going before the first half ends.
Yeah, because I think the big thing for the Chiefs this week is I think they have to start off fast because they got to get the crowd out of right. it, you know, and then also they need to get their defense rested because I know the Patriots are going to attack them running the ball. I just, you know, and then another issue that Chiefs kind of been having too is pass protection or not pass, I'm sorry, is covering backs out of the backfield. Uh-huh. I mean, you guys always throw flats and I felt confident when we, you know, we had the Vikings and we shut their running game down and had Kirk Cousins off, you know, not throwing very well. And I think the biggest key for the Chiefs is just going to be able to stop that run game. But then when Tom Brady's back in the pocket, making him uncomfortable because he's like the last statue quarterback now. Because everyone now, the trend is a roll, you know, running quarterback.
Right.
And I know the Patriots offensive line was kind of beat up. And I think, I don't know if they're completely healthy again, but I think that's be a big thing. Is and then also, too, I've noticed, too, the Tom Brady's so good. He gets the ball so quick out. So it's going to be really key to see how we can match up. And I think the Chiefs are going to have to do is play a lot of man coverage and just win the one-on-one battle. Because you can't blitz Brady all the time because he's been there, seen everything. Right. So I don't know how this is going to work out for them.
Yeah, and James White has been such a huge part of our offense this season with, like you said, I mean, any kind of blitz or, you know, if Tom Brady needs to get rid of it quick, James White is always right there. So, yeah,
that'll be a big part. I think the two people they need to shut down the most is James White and then just getting Brady uncomfortable. I mean, that's the big – Julian Edelman's like their other big target you guys have, and that's about it.
Right.
I know, yeah, the rookies, but if they can shut them down, I think the Chiefs will have a really good shot. But definitely got to start off fast and then stop the run game. So, I mean, that's what my take is for this. And I think the Patriots, they're like you said, their weakness, I think, is their offense lately, which is surprising.
Right.
But, I mean, they've always had, you know, been able to score at will or – you know, I still remember when they were undefeated. I'm sorry about bringing this season up, but then they lost in the Super Bowl. But
that was another good one, yeah.
So, I mean, it's just that he doesn't have that receiver this year that just blows the top off the defense. So, I think it's one thing that's going to help the Chiefs.
Yeah, it's definitely easier to zero in on. I'm also, you know, and I'm also hopeful that, you know, Brady's due for a big game. And so, I think also, Sanu. I think we haven't seen much from Sanu, and they've been working him in here and there. And, you know, I hope that he can get going as far as, you know, what he looked like in Atlanta.
So I'm predicting this game is going to be actually a high-scoring game because the last couple of times the Chiefs have been there, they've averaged 32 points at Foxborough, which is pretty incredible knowing that, you know, Belichick – and his defense. So I just think if the Chiefs start off fast in the points, I don't know if the Patriots can handle, or, you know, stay with them. But, you know, with the Chiefs defense, I don't know which one's going to show up. So I think it's going to be a shootout, to be honest.
Yeah. And I think so too. That was the surprising part of the AFC Championship last year was that, you know, they both kind of had to put a ton of points up and that's what it ended up being coming down to. So,
yeah, I mean, I still look at it now, but I mean, the Chiefs had that game. You know, they just had D Ford line off sides. You know, it could have been a whole different thing. But
right.
At the same time, though, you can't just blame that one play. I mean, I know some fans get upset about it, but at the same time, there were so many chances that the game could have gone the Chiefs' way and it went the Patriots' way. So it's just one of those things.
Right, yeah.
So my last question I'll ask you is, like, where are you watching this game?
Probably at the house here. Yeah, I might have that buddy over where we can, like, yeah, hunker down and do all our rituals to make sure that Tom knows we're watching, you know?
Yeah, I'll be watching at my house with my three boys. We'll probably be in all our Chief gear and have them running around.
Nice.
I'll be screaming at the TV. So same old Sunday we've always had. So.
Standard Sunday.
Yeah, definitely. Well, Nick, I want to say thanks for your time and coming on here. And I just hope your team doesn't win Sunday.
Yeah, thanks for having me. And I feel the same way about yours.
All right. All right, Nick. You have a good one. Thanks again.
All right, you too. Thanks for having me.
All right.
Well, thanks for listening, everyone. I hope you enjoyed this podcast episode and make sure to check in next week. I'll be uploading more episodes of upcoming Chief games. And don't forget, we're on Instagram, How About Them Chiefs. So go check it out. Again, thanks for listening and go Chiefs.